Welcome to the Dan Hart Financial Services Money Verse of the Week. The Bible addresses money and possessions more than any other topic. Join us each weekday at 7:55 a.m. as we employ God's Word and perspective to our relationship with money and investing. With today's Money Verse of the Week, here's Dan Hart.
Did you know that you can get a tax deduction this year for money that you want to go to church or charity next year? Or that you can give stock that has gone up in value without paying a capital gains tax on that stock. And at a certain age, you can give to a church or charity from your IRA without paying tax on the withdrawal. For a financial planner, these strategies are wonderful. But I haven't found anyone who is motivated to give because of these strategies. Oh, people use the strategies all the time, but the strategy is never the motivation to give. Paul told the Corinthians, "Each of you should give what you have decided in your heart to give, not reluctantly or under compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver." God loves a cheerful giver. Doesn't God love all of us? Yes, but a cheerful giver brings a special joy to God's heart and connects the giver to God in even a greater way. This kind of motivation to give comes from the excitement of realizing that some of the financial resources that God has placed in our care, into our stewardship, can be used to benefit others. Or maybe it comes from a simple act of joyful, trusting obedience of God who tells us to give as a priority. Fulfilling what Jesus said are the two greatest commandments, this giving, at the same time, reflects our love of God and our love of others. Are we giving cheerfully? This is a great question for self-diagnosis to see if we're looking at the money in our hands the same way God is looking at the money in our hands.
For more information on a biblical perspective on money, visit rightrelationshipwithmoney.com. Securities and investment advice through G.A. Repel & Company, member FINRA, SIPC.